To provide a contrast of shapes in your garden, you need some plants that mound and some that send up vertical spikes. Tall spires of bell-shaped flowers are produced by foxgloves, which belong to the genus Digitalis. The chemicals from these plants have been used to treat heart disease for centuries. The name foxglove seems to have evolved from folk's glove. Folks referred to little people or fairies. There was an ancient superstition that if you picked a foxglove, you would offend the fairies. Most varieties are biennial, flowering in the second year after planting and then dying out. However, they frequently self-seed, and there are a few true perennial foxgloves available. All varieties like partial shade and rich, well-drained soil with plenty of moisture. They like a mulch to protect their roots over the winter. The blooms open progressively up the stem, with the open flowers at the bottom and the buds at the top. Many of the flowers have interesting dark-colored spots, which create an exotic effect. After the blooms fade, leave the spires to set seed if you want them to reproduce. Foxgloves are lovely to look at, but they are poisonous. So if you have young children, you might want just to admire them in someone else's garden.